Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Did you know all the stories in Bible Adventures are true and come from God's holy book, the Bible? The Bible teaches us the truth about the Almighty God, our great Creator. It teaches us how God has been at work throughout history, and it still speaks to us these days. Today's story comes from the time about 300 years after the children of Israel had arrived in the Promised Land. The first settlers had faithfully obeyed the one true God and got rid of many idol-worshipping peoples. But life became easier for later generations, and they weren't careful to keep God's laws. They intermarried with idol-worshipping people and followed their ways. God had told them they must never worship false idol gods. In the Ten Commandments, he said, "You shall have no other god beside me. You shall not make any idols. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them." Do you understand why God said that? Our Creator is the God of truth. He is all good, all wise, and all powerful. He is the only one worthy of honor and worship. Have you ever thought about the types of idols these people were bowing down to? Some idols were carved from a block of timber. Others were shaped out of gold or silver by skilled workmen. In Psalm 135, from the Bible, idols are described as having ears but could not hear and eyes but could not see. People had to carry them around or they went nowhere. Our great enemy Satan works through these idol images to lead people into spiritual darkness and wrongdoing. The Bible book Romans chapter 1 shows that everything in the world around us speaks about the great and wise Creator, but people choose not to yield to Him. They say they are wise, but they're fools. Instead of worshipping the immortal God, they worship images made to look like mortal man, or birds, or animals, or reptiles. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. They worship and serve what God has created instead of the Creator Himself. The Israelites fell into this trap of worshipping idols again and again through the generations until they were taken into captivity in Babylon. That city was full of idols, and finally they learnt that lesson. In these modern times, we think we're more advanced and more knowledgeable. We can carry our idol gods around in our minds. We all know someone who wants to have buckets of money. There is a lifestyle to go with such an obvious wealth, and some will sacrifice friendships, family, and even their own health to try and achieve that goal. Their dreams, ambitions, and goals become their idol gods. In the Bible book of 1 John chapter 5, we're warned to keep ourselves from idols and false gods. An idol is anything and everything that would occupy the place in your heart due to God. Any sort of substitute for Him that would take first place in your life is an idol. The tribes living near the Israelites worshipped a man-made idol god called Baal. They also lived in fear of it. The priests of Baal taught that this idol could bring floods and drought. It could ruin their crops. It could stop women having babies. People believed that they had to do terrible, foolish things to turn away the anger of this evil god. So they cut their bodies. They sacrificed their precious children on the Baal altar. They gave their daughters and sons for evil sexual practices in the temples of Baal. All this grieved and angered the one only true God. He told the Israelites to destroy everyone and everything to do with Baal worship. And now God's chosen people had turned away from Him. They'd forgotten the wonderful ways that He had helped their nation. They started worshipping Baal too. How could anyone make an image with his own hands and then fall down and worship it? In the Bible book John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than the light." And Romans chapter 1 says, "People refuse to keep in mind the true knowledge about God, so He has given them over to let them do the evil things that they've chosen." God does not force us to love and obey Him, but He gives us strong warnings about what will happen if we rebel. Satan and his demons all work in our world to turn people away from the one true God. They can reach people through man-made idols. Nowadays, people may not bow down to statues, but in their hearts they bow down to all sorts of gods: money, fame, power, sex, anything that keeps them from obeying their Creator.
Master Gideon, sir, let me thresh for a while. You watch for Midianite overlords.
All right. I am pretty tired. Actually, I doubt if the Midianites would even think to look for us here at the wine press. It isn't the season for pressing out wine.
Why your God allows all this evil and oppression by the heathen Midianites?
Oh, that's a good question, and I personally think it's because Israel has again turned their backs upon the true God and worship idols.
But Midianites leave nothing at all for Israelites. No sheep, no oxen. Not even little grain that the women and children may eat.
We are impoverished. But the Lord will deliver us from the Midianites. He promised he would through a prophet, and he will.
Me hope God delivers soon.
Let me take over the threshing. I want you to go to the house with a message for Father, and take with you some grain that it may be made into cakes. I'm tired. I guess I'll sit down and rest a while. In the shade of this tree. Oh, hello. I didn't see you sitting there.
The Lord is with thee, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor.
Me, a man of valor? Oh, you must have me mixed up with... Who are you? How did you know my name? Oh, you must be an angel. And if the Lord be with Israel, why is it that the Midianites continue to oppress us? Oh, why doesn't God deliver us, even if it takes miracles like it did for our fathers when they came from Egypt? The Lord has forsaken us.
Thou art mighty and of great courage and valor. Go, Gideon, in this thy might, for thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Has not the Lord God of Israel sent me hither to instruct thee?
But, angel, I can't save Israel. My family is poor and without influence, and I am the least in my father's house.
The Lord will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
An angel? I shall die because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face.
Peace be unto thee, Gideon, and fear not. Thou shalt not die. Tonight thou shalt tear down the altar of Baal that thy father and the people worship at. Thou shalt cut it down and the grove that is by it. And then thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord God, and offer an offering with the wood of the grove which thou hast cut down.
Master, sir, you sent for me?
Yes, Führer. I want you to get 9 other men and meet me near the wine press immediately after dark. All 10 of you.
Yes, Master.
Well, go on, get the other men, quickly.
Yes, Master, but what shall I tell them?
Nothing. Just have them at the wine press immediately after dark. Are we all here?
Yes, Master.
I have been instructed by an angel of the Lord to tear down the altar of Baal.
But, Master, the people or your father will not like it. They'll be angry. They may even put you to death. All 11 of us.
That is why we do it at night, so no man may discover who did it. Come, we must obey God and tear down the shrine to Baal and build an altar to the true God, even though our very lives are at stake.
Son, wake up. Wake up, it's morning.
I am already awake, Father. Why so excited?
I went early to the worship at the shrine of Baal. Someone during the night destroyed the shrine and in its place built an altar to the God of Israel.
Who would do such a thing as that?
Well, son, I think you would. You have never approved of worshiping Baal, and I have a suspicion you did it. Did you? Well, did you?
Yes, Father, I did. I built the altar to God and have already offered a sacrifice upon it.
But why?
I believe in God and worship him, not Baal.
But you destroyed something we believe in. Would you force us to believe as you do? Is it possible that you could possibly...
Now, who could be coming this early in the morning?
I don't know, but if I were you, I think I'd hide.
Hide?
Just as a precaution. There may be some angry townspeople at the door.
Good advice, Father.
Well, what's the meaning of this intrusion? You weren't invited here. Now get back to your home.
Just a minute, not so fast. We're here for Gideon.
My son?
Well, he is your son, isn't he? We want him, Joash, now.
What do you want with him?
Bring him out, and he shall die a slow, lingering, painful death. He's cast down and destroyed the shrine of Baal and the grove that was by it. We went there to do our morning worship to the god of Baal, and lo and behold...
You went there to worship your god, Baal?
Yes, Baal.
Then you freely admit that Baal is a god.
Well, of course he is.
And gods are powerful?
All powerful.
Then, if Baal is a god and powerful, you need not plead for him.
Yes, we do.
Are you trying to save a god who is stronger than you, all powerful? Huh? If he be a true god and powerful, he could have saved himself. But he didn't. Therefore, he must be a false god.
Don't you say so.
Down with Baal, the false god.
Have you ever wondered why Gideon broke down the Baal altar at night? He was too afraid of his father's household and the men of the city to do it by day. He should have known that doing such a thing would not be a secret for long. Tell me, are you living in fear? Are you one of God's children? Do you believe in Jesus, God's sinless Son, who died to save you from eternal death? If you do, then you're now a child of God. You belong to him. You cannot now honor or worship any other god. As one of God's children, you can stand against Satan's power over your life. The Israelites couldn't do this because they were trying to serve two gods, the holy God Jehovah and the evil Baal idol. In the Bible book Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "No one can serve two masters. He'll hate one and love the other. He'll be loyal to one and despise the other." You cannot love God and be greedy for this world's riches. You cannot serve both. The book 2 Timothy chapter 1 says this, "God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." Isn't that wonderful? You can put away all your fears. You can know you are safe. Like Paul, you too can say, "I am full of confidence because I know whom I have trusted, and I am sure he is able to keep what I have entrusted to him." Psalm 56 says, "In God I trust, I will not be afraid." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.